Welcome to a special episode of Redefining HR. You know, I've had the privilege of hosting this podcast for over 3 years now, and I've seen quite a bit of change over that time. And I'm excited to share some new change that's going to be happening with the podcast in the new year. But first, I want to go back. I want to kind of go back to where things started and really how this podcast came to be. In 2019, I was working on a year-long series for Fast Company called 21st Century HR. And the aim of that series was to essentially examine progressive practices and leaders and approaches that were really pushing the boundaries of the field of HR and people operations. And you know, most Fast Company pieces are about 1,000 words. There's only so much you can convey in that space. And so I thought, you know, it might be fun to create an accompanying podcast that could go with the Fast Company series, where I could interview guests and people on a topic and really go a bit deeper. So if a reader wanted to get more depth and context on a story, they could listen to the podcast and get that. And within a few episodes, I quickly realized that, my desire to create podcasts was going to outpace my ability to write articles. And the podcast quickly became its own standalone weekly podcast. Fast forward to 2020, I was working on my book, Redefining HR. I was about five seasons deep in what was then 21st Century HR. And as I was getting ready to launch the book, I thought, hey, it made sense to kind of put all of this content under one umbrella as Redefining HR. And so at that point, this is right around the end of 2020, the 21st Century HR podcast became the Redefining HR podcast. Another milestone that happened around that time is the podcast expanded to video. Up until then, the first 100 or so episodes were audio only. And with the launch of season 6 as Redefining HR, it now expanded to video as well. And that has been the case up until the end of this season, season 8. When we return, we take a 1 month hiatus in between seasons, and we return in January for season 9, the Redefining HR podcast will now be the Redefining Work podcast. And I want to give you a bit of a description on that shift and kind of what my thinking is in that. You know, the field of HR and people operations has certainly been going through some dramatic shifts over the last several years. If you're watching this or listening to this, you're likely a practitioner or you're close to the world of work, and you know that, you feel that, you see that every day. The focus of the podcast had primarily been chief people officers, heads of people, CHROs, occasionally functional leaders, and occasionally CEOs to get their context on this new world of work that we're building and learning more about their experience building it firsthand. And as I spent some time, over the course of this year thinking about how this world of work continues to evolve, one of the things that became really clear to me is that the evolution of the world of work is not really limited to just HR or people operations or talent culture, whatever you want to call the function. The evolution of the world of work actually transcends just our function and what we are doing to drive and support that. There are external factors, there's economic factors, there are business factors, there's geopolitical factors. All of these things are really shaping and influencing the world of work. And I've been thinking a lot about that. I've been thinking a lot about the direction of the podcast as we get ready to enter season 9 in January. And one of the things that really stood out to me is that the conversations that we need to be having about the changing world of work are not just HR conversations. They're not just people operations conversations. They're business conversations. They're societal conversations. They're so much more. And so my aim in renaming and kind of shifting the focus from Redefining HR to Redefining Work is to really broaden some of the conversations that we have on the podcast. And we'll certainly continue to speak with chief people officers and CHROs who are on the front lines of this evolution. But I also want to expand to include more CEOs and business leaders who are impacting the world of work. Economists, you know, people outside of just the HR domain who certainly have a perspective and a point of view on how this world of work is evolving. And I want to bring more of those views and perspectives to all of you as viewers and listeners to really help us, again, really understand the HR stories within our field, but also be able to step outside of HR and learn from others whose work impacts our world. So I'm really excited about this change, how this will impact all of you and how this will impact the podcast. The podcast will officially change names in season 9. So that will kick off in January of 2023. The podcast at that time will also shift to an every other week schedule. So we've had a Monday, weekly schedule in season for the last, since the podcast launched. And now we're going to be shifting to an every other week schedule under the new banner of Redefining Work. Another shift that you're going to see is part of really where I hope to develop and engage a lot of these stories is with you, you know, the listeners, the subscribers, the community that have been a part of both Redefining HR and Amplify and the Amplify Academy. And so in kind of conjunction with this rebrand for the podcast, I'm also going to be launching a new platform on Substack called Redefining Work. And Redefining Work will be the place where you will find all of the podcasts being shared out moving forward. You'll find a range of other content and resources from open source platforms and templates to webinars, to video snippets, to ad hoc events and coverage of breaking news and special events as they happen. I think one of the things that I've really wanted to do is to find ways to create more breaking news type coverage of events as they're taking place in HR. And the format and the structure of the Redefining HR podcast, you know, made that a bit difficult. I think with this new structure with Redefining Work, we'll have more opportunities to explore real-time events as they're happening. And I'm really excited about that. The other shift you'll see is that what was the Amplify Digest, the weekly news roundup that came out each Wednesday, will now be the Redefining Work newsletter. That will still come out each Wednesday. That will also live on Substack. And I'm really excited to continue highlighting and spotlighting the best of resources on a weekly basis for all the subscribers. Subscribing will continue to be free. So you're welcome to join. You'll get, again, 2 emails per week with the newsletter for the podcast and the Redefining Work newsletter. And again, there will be special coverage and special projects. Those won't get pushed out via email, but those will live on the Substack page. So you can find that at redefiningwork.substack.com. The other great thing about that platform is that is built to actually enable a lot of interactivity. So from polls to comments to even a chat function, we'll be able to engage more directly. And I look forward to hearing from all of you on the types of stories, the types of leaders, and the types of coverage you'd like to see coming out of Redefining Work. So with that, I'm really excited about what lays ahead. And I have to end with just a heartfelt thanks and gratitude for all of you for listening, subscribing, supporting, sharing, to all the incredible guests who have shared their deep expertise and knowledge on the podcast. We're just a few episodes away from 150, which is a huge milestone. But I've learned from so much from all of our guests, and I've learned from all of you who've responded to the content, who've made recommendations on stories or leaders you'd like to hear from. And so I definitely want to keep that going in the new Redefining Work format. But before we even get there, I just want to say thank you for all of the support you showed over the last 3 years. And I can't wait to see where we take this new chapter of the podcast and the media platform together. So with that, that's a wrap for this episode. We will be back next week with a very special episode, and then the following week with our finale of season 8, where we are going to wrap up the year with Marcus Buckingham. So I'm really excited to invite Marcus back on the podcast and get his thoughts on this past year and what lays ahead for all of us. So that's it. Thanks again for all of your support. Take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and I will see you next week.